But I do want to tell you, friends, that on my own personal history, 20 years ago, Governor George Pataki, Governor of New York, set aside this particular area here, would be in the shadow of the Twin Towers, and it was for an Irish Hunger Memorial. Bids were solicited to artists around the world. Many of them had submitted something that they thought would be very appropriate in Irish, like Celtic crosses and whatever. The interest from the governor was enhanced by the fact that his grandmother, a Lynch, was one who, like so many hundreds of thousands and millions of others, were obviously had were fleeing Ireland as a result of the famine. It was appropriate that we would select something of tremendous significance. This was it. This is the recreation of a cottage, and a famine cottage in the west of Ireland. Happened to be Mayo, and a further coincidence, this happens to be from my home parish of Attymath in County Mayo, a parish that was the very first parish to report multiple deaths from starvation. We're standing again on hallowed ground. Before I introduce the president and CEO here, I would like to say that we should leave here today with a commitment. This is probably the least known memorial in, you know, on the East Coast. We have to spread the word. And with that, I just want to tell you, friends, that somebody who has indeed overseen the reconstruction of this. When 9/11 happened, Twin Towers came down and smothered this entire area. The foundation was wrecked, and for years and years it was being patched up. Battery Park City decided to spend another $6 million to reconstruct this, taking it stone by stone, reconstructing it to what we see here today, which was the original plan. As an aside, I can tell you that all the stones that are here, with the exception of 32 original stones from Ireland, that all of these stones came from Attymath, and it was really, really a collector's item. You'd notice the difference right away if you went back to Attymath. Friends, it is my pleasure to introduce you to the President and CEO of Battery Park City. BJ Jones has been in public service for some 20 years. We met first way back when, on the first term of Mayor Mike Bloomberg's office, when he carefully selected the best of his contacts to come and run the city. Nobody has done more as B.J. Jones, and we are extremely fortunate to have him here. Hence, we have the new, lovely Battery Park City Irish Hunger Memorial. B.J. Jones.
Thank you, Adrian, and welcome everybody to Battery Park City and the Irish Hunger Memorial. It's very important for us to have you here and to have events like this. You know, our responsibility here at the authority is to not just maintain a neighborhood where people sleep and work, but also one that values public space and culture and community. And I think there are few places that exemplify that better than the Irish Hunger Memorial, which is a symbol of important lessons that are relevant even today. And that's why we've continued to invest in this space. And it's a daily labor of love. I just wanted to acknowledge Ann O'Neill, our Director of Horticulture, and her fabulous team, who, along with our Parks Operations Maintenance Division, which includes Kevin O'Toole over there, too, keep this place special for everyone to visit. Do spread the word. Thank you for coming. Please come again. And I'm delighted to introduce the Consul General from Ireland.
I don't normally use a script, but some things are important to get right, I think. In 1862, there were more Irish-born people living in New York City than there were living in Dublin or Belfast. We can't imagine the horrors that drove them to come here, to make that journey, that perilous journey. And the reality is, the sad reality is, we don't have to imagine too hard, because we can just turn on our televisions and see similar horrors unfolding in various parts of the world today. For the Irish who came here, and for those who died, and for those who survived and stayed at home, we remember them through history, we remember them through monuments, and no monument, in my experience, globally, is as spectacular as the one we are standing in here today. There are a lot of people to whom we owe thanks for the monuments, but I would think that, of course, Adrian Flannelly, Battery Park City Authority, Governor Pataki, Maureen Murphy, as Adrian has said, and Anne O'Neill, who has, for the 2 years I've been here, a regular caller to say, can we please mark and draw attention to this monument? She's out there ferreting out attention for the monument at all turns. But we don't just remember these people in monuments and in history books. We remember there's at least two other ways we remember them. Firstly, the Great Hunger changed our world. It is one of the foundation stories of New York City and of the northeastern United States. We wouldn't wish it to happen, but it transformed Ireland, transformed the transatlantic relationship. The unmatched links of culture and kinship between the northeastern United States and Ireland have their foundations in the Great Hunger. Secondly, it changed how Ireland views the world. We are not inward looking. We know that we have responsibilities beyond ourselves. We know that a catastrophe far across the globe, be it in Yemen or Syria or in Central Africa, is a catastrophe for all of us. The ship standing behind us here, the Ellie Samuel Beckett, is a testament to that. The men and women crewing that ship, together with their colleagues in Ireland's Naval Service, have rescued some 18,000 people from terrible circumstances in the Mediterranean over the last number of years. Ireland, her people and her government know that we are part of a shared humanity. That comes with responsibilities, and we are willing to take on those responsibilities. That is why we are running for a seat on the United Nations Security Council. It is why we have a first-rate development cooperation and humanitarian aid program. And it's why our naval service participates in those humanitarian missions. Taking our responsibilities in the world is the best testament we can have to the people who suffered in Ireland's great hunger. Thank you.
Sure.